Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Just a heads up, we will be broadcasting our show from the ballpark on Thursday, leading you into Rangers, which pregame starts at 1 o'clock, all right here on 105 Through the Fan. That's on Thursday. And tomorrow, we're going to have a loaded show. Brian Ray, Will McClay. I'm kind of sad this next one doesn't rhyme. Bruce Boche, if you want.
Count it.
It did. It rhymed. You did it. That's how rappers do it.
That's a good point. I would never want to piss like Kendrick Lamar off. Ever. ever.
He makes words rhyme that aren't.
Kendrick Lamar is awesome. Uh-huh. I want that stated for the record.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. What do you fear more?
Kendrick Lamar?
What would you fear more?
Or Kendrick Perkins?
Kendrick Lamar coming back at you with a diss track or offending the Swifties?
Oh, buddy. Ooh. There's a right answer here.
And you don't think it's the one I'm about to give, right?
I don't believe
I just keep thinking about at the end of, and I know it's just an album. I think it's at the end of Damn when he's like, you know what? You just lost your life and then gets shot. And I'm like, man, that I don't feel like, you know what? Maybe Taylor Swift fans do bring that intensity. I probably couldn't handle that social media wise.
That's exactly.
I just don't want, I feel like that will dissipate eventually. But that Kendrick Lamar diss track against me, like against Drake, is going to exist forever.
Uh-huh.
And people are going to be able to hear it forever.
And then if you decide to try and come back at him, he's just going to bury you 12 feet under.
There is no chance in hell I would come back at him for sure. Okay. All right. Rangers. We might also have a Mavericks guest tomorrow,
too. 817, Kendrick Kevin beef would be hilarious.
It would not for me. Yeah, I could see how it'd be hilarious for the masses.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
But he's like, you think it's hilarious for the masses? You're out there kissing asses. Okay. No, we're not doing this.
He's setting this up.
Kevin wants to be a rapper, is what I'm learning right now.
Or at least just being a rap beef once.
As long as it's not against Kendrick Lamar, like probably 16,000 other people. If I got to pick who was it against, maybe. All right. The Rangers, that's my fault, have not been under 500 in the Bochy era. They've been at 500 eight times. And yes, if you're curious, I included the start of both seasons
zero
when they were
zero.
In 0-0.
So six times, so technically.
Six times other in the run of the season. And unfortunately, early in this season, it has looked like you might be kind of hanging around that for a while. So what I wanted to know is, at least thus far this season, every time the Rangers have been up against it, win. Do you believe that the Rangers will stay at or above 500 the rest of the season?
Yes, but this series has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
If you win this series
against Washington,
if you win two out of three against Washington, I have a good feeling because, look, I get Oakland is better than I thought because I thought they were going to lose 100-plus games. And at this point, I'll say they'll lose 90 games this year, but okay. Not 100. Colorado is going to lose 110 games. And you get Colorado on the road trip coming up. Kansas City's good. But if you can, in Colorado, win all three.
Yeah.
And if you can take two out of three to Oakland to even up the series at 3-3.
I think that's a four game.
It is a four because of the doubleheader. I know I'm doing it. Let's just say you take three out of four there. Let's just say you win six out of seven, which is a lot to ask, even against bad teams. So as long as you play 500 against Washington and Kansas City combined, in those six games, you go 3-3 and you don't obviously lose two in a row here early, then you get to a point where you have some breathing room.
Corey, what say you? Reggie, are you having discussions with people on the fan text about how I want to avoid this Taylor Swift beef?
Yes.
Okay.
That and William Shakespeare. So.
Don't forget, all words are made of.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
they are.
That's right. God was like, "You do it."
Here's my.
I told Adam.
I like the idea that Mike thinks God should have just handed Adam a dictionary. These are the words that make no more.
You make the names. I'm tired.
I worked 7 days this week. Come on,
six.
Oh yeah, because he
only worked six.
He only
worked six.
What is this, blasphemy? Back to you, Corey.
Giving some thought to this, Kevin. I think that whenever what's acceptable, once you let below your standard become acceptable, it becomes a problem. Unless you react pretty quickly to extinguish that. Now the Rangers at this moment, because you're talking about the trend continuing.
Oh, yeah, that's just the fanciest sentence I've ever heard.
Sorry. Well, if you let yourself become go under 500 for too long, then you're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And if you think it's okay, then it becomes acceptable, and then that's a problem unless you extinguish that quickly.
You're not gonna like my answer.
And I think that there's a chance they dip below it. I don't think it dips too far below it.
Okay, I'm with you then.
And that's because of Bochy. And I don't think him or Chris Young are going to settle for this is okay. I think it's going to be they're constantly working the problem. They're constantly trying to figure out the solution for it. Now, whether or not they get what they need in order to change that, that's the other part of it, too, is something they can't control, and that's health. Health is something that doesn't interfere, I think, with or doesn't cross paths to me with ambition and desire and wants. Health is something that you can't control. Josh Young, that's a freak thing that we didn't know was going to happen. Corey Seager's injury was something that spills over from last year. It's your best player. So I don't think that the Rangers, at least those two guys, and Marcus Semien for that matter, and a lot of the players are accepting being not over 500 by 20 games right now. I think they're fighting for it.
I think at some point this season, but I like what Corey was saying there. I think at some point this season you will dip below 500, but I don't think it's going to be like a spiral or anything like that. But I could definitely see an instance where you're 1-2 games below 500 just because you've been kind of treading that water of 500 for a while.
Now, as Rangers fans, I am kind of curious when they start to care again. Because right now, everybody's like, look, I'm showing up. I mean, Mike goes out to the games, and he's famous Mike.
Thank you.
So everybody sees him. He's having to talk to even more people than ever before. getting to talk to more people.
Conversations all the time.
But so that, there's still interest and intrigue, but when will fans go, hey, man, this isn't our standard. Like, we said it was here. We said we were World Series contenders. When will that happen? Because you, Kevin, and me, and a lot of us have said, we want a World Series, it's fine.
But Chris Young said, that's where I'm at.
This is a new complete year, that doesn't matter anymore. So where does that all start to come together and you go on to the next journey?
I think right now you're in euphoria. You just played Cincinnati, you had the NFL draft, you had hockey and basketball playoffs around that series. And it was almost sold out all three games against Cincinnati. Not a rival. Most people don't really know who Ellie De La Cruz is. It's not like a team that's recently. It's not the Atlanta Braves. They do have a strong following, but they don't have a strong following where people travel a lot for Cincinnati Reds baseball. So I do think you're in a great place right now, at least with the engagement of you played the Cincinnati Reds on a weekend where you could say a lot of people are paying attention to Friday night, second and third round of the draft. A lot of people are paying attention to the Mavs and Stars, and it didn't matter. You pretty much had a sellout three straight nights.
I think I'm in that mode all the way through the All-Star break. And I'm glad that, as Corey said, I'm glad that Chris Young and the team is not. That's why, of many, many reasons, I can't do what they are capable of doing out there is because
you're saying you can't do what they can.
Yeah. In the baseball instance. Yes. In the radio instance, the hell I can. Bring it on. We can do anything you can do, only better. Now,
did he just look directly into the camera?
Yes, he did. When it comes to...
He also said, yes, he did, instead of I did.
Felt like I was helping. For the Rangers, I think you won the World Series, obviously, and you're hosting the All-Star game. That's why I view this as almost like a victory parade in terms of getting excited about this team, in terms of staying excited. Mm-hmm. People are already asking, what time should I get there tonight if I want to get the bobblehead?
Oh, which bobblehead is it tonight?
And because sometimes it does depend on that, right?
The other day, it was a trophy. If you weren't there before the it opened at 5 p.m., you didn't get one. There were people that were in line at 5 p.m. or at 5:05.
Like, you know, they're selling for $150.
Right? Those trophies?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'd never seen anything like it in my... That's the... Out of all the bobblehead and giveaways, and there's probably been better ones, like probably Chuck Morgan would tell you, no, this one was crazy, but the championship replica trophy... There was 20,000 people in line to get into the building at 5 p.m.
It's Marcus Semien's Silver Slugger tonight. So it's a good one, but it's not got to be there at 5. Would you say 5:30, 6?
I would say if you get there at 6, you're out.
Okay. So 5.
Is it 15,000?
Yes, 15,000.
Yeah, you're pushing it at 6. I will say that. Like, you still might, but if you're there anywhere between 5 and 5:30, you should be good. And if I'm wrong, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, well, and this person right here from the 682, I thought 90 minutes early would give me the replica trophy. Nope. So
you had to be there at 4:30 p.m.
So crazy.
To get that trophy.
Now, I just wanted to throw that out there as a discussion point to start.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, can we pivot to Cole Wynn?
He's been good.
Yes, he has.
I'm interested in why.
Okay.
Strikes.
Well, sure.
Why wasn't he throwing strikes before?
I think I have an answer to that. He has, I think it was an Evan Grant story in the morning news. He has ditched his changeup. He ditched his changeup for a splitter because he couldn't find the right command.
The pitch of 24.
And he worked the splitter in the offseason. And in spring training, who did he go to? Nathan Eovaldi and Kirby Yates.
I guess after Kirby signed, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because I'm like, That would have been amazing if he was like working out with Kirby Yates, and he's like, I might as well sign with this team. I'm helping.
He was a great splitter.
In spring training. In spring training. And you look at, you know, somebody that we look at Rangers pitcher number one and somebody who in the bullpen has had an incredible start to the season. Eovaldi has the second best splitter in all of baseball if you just look at run added value.
And he qualifies, right? Because doesn't Yates not qualify because he's a reliever?
Exactly. But right. If you go on Baseball Savant, he has thrown 72 splitters this season. And
which player are you talking about right now?
Kirby Yates.
Okay, thank you.
And nobody has gotten a hit off.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable with that pitch.
And what's really great about it too, Mike, is it's not just swings and misses on that pitch. I've watched that pitch be strikes in the strike zone that people are just like, I can't swing at that because, God. And they're walking away shaking their head.
I'm going to repeat something I said a few weeks ago, but okay. I'm assuming everybody's not remembering or listening to everything I said. When you go to Cole Winn, because it was when he got called up, and you look at 2021, you look at AA, 78 innings, 38 hits in 78 innings, 97 strikeouts, and I say only, even though this isn't great, it's still good, 26 walks, 97 Ks to 26 walks. And then you go to 121 innings the next year, 123 strikeouts, fine, it went down a little bit, but then 87 walks.
Yeah,
and then the next
so
year, last year in Round Rock, 101 innings, 114 hits. So now over a hit per inning, 79 walks in 101 innings, 97 strikeouts. So what he's doing now is amazing because the last 2 years, it just all went away from age 21 where he was dominant to age 22 and 23. And now at age 24... It's only six innings. It's only four games. But, man, has he been great in his outings.
Those have been dominant right there because seven Ks to one walk. And that's the biggest thing. We talked about the Jack Leiter, too. Like, pay attention to the strikeouts. That's great. Pay attention to the walks. And that's one of the things. So, Corey, when you asked about that, I thought that this article was really interesting. And I know I was running through the stats kind of quickly. So, Eovaldi, his splitter league-wide is second. Per Baseball Savant in terms of run value added. And then Yates, who doesn't qualify for that, has thrown 72 splitters this year, and no one's got a hit off of it yet.
Yeah, and what happens off of a split finger is what you're trying to do is where they call it tunneling is the way that Yates and Eovaldi do it well, and I need to watch more of Cole Winn. He only has four appearances.
Watch more.
Is what you do is you tunnel off of the top of the strike zone. So your fastball, a lot of times, especially for Yates and Eovaldi, they're going to throw a four-seam fastball at the top of the strike zone. And so you're going to have to catch up to that pitch. That is a very tough pitch to catch up to. Then when you throw a split finger, what you're doing is you're starting it at the top of the strike zone with enough spin on it, even though you don't want tons of spin, with enough spin on it that it's not recognizable immediately out of the hand. So what does it look like immediately? It looks like it's a fastball for a strike at the upper part of the zone where they've been throwing Yates and Eovaldi their fastballs. Now this ball, as you start committing to your swing, starts diving down. You're early on your swing, so your timing is off. And now that son of a bee is not staying straight and at the top of the zone. It is dipping down a foot or two at least, either into the bottom of the zone or below the zone. And so that's what makes that pitch really tough. And Eovaldi is one of the best, and Yates is watching him more and more at really tunneling that pitch off of a fastball so you get the commitment of a swing on a pitch that's usually not a strike.
The concept, I don't know when you use this, Mike, but I've seen guys throw, and Eovaldi does this sometimes. He'll hit a low outside corner on a left-handed hitter, and then he'll pretty much throw the splitter in the dirt. He's hoping for. So you're kind of – is that – situational, you're up in the count there?
No, well, I think it's a great question. It's just that there's so much to it, yeah, right? Who the left is it Yordan Alvarez?
Or is it
Punch and Judy guy, right? So you look at it and you go, you want things to look similar,
yeah,
but be different. And so if I throw low and away and I want to go to that same location, but I feel like they might timed me on it. Let's say I don't want to throw at the same speed, but I'll go same location, but I'll go now a different timing mechanism. Instead of, let's say, 95, I'm going to go 88. And so now, yes, they see it in the same location, but it's a totally different speed.
Okay.
Not that you can't repeat locations and speeds, but when you do that, you're saying you can't hit this pitch, and I don't even care if you know it. And that's rare. Mason Miller.
That's a challenge.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's coming at 103 at the top of the zone. You're finished.
From the 817, Kevin. Mike, I love listening to you talk about pitching and sequencing and then using it in MLB The Show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
It does help. I gotta tell you, it really does help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!